This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition as we broadcast live and in living color from our flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great, great, great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now. Now, we also want to give a special shout-out to our military men and women listening to us right now via the Internet and satellite, and to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, or 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody involved in the coronavirus effort right now. Thank you very much for what you're doing to keep America free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and not to forget about the roughnecks out there working all the oil rigs across Alaska, around the country, around the world. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, like the page, and then go over and jump into the chat room, like many people have already done. And you can converse with us as we progress during the night. Okay, joining us right now, our first guest, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the night tonight with all the reports about the coronavirus, but you've got a breaking news story right away about a big major wildfire that's evacuated several thousand people in the state of Utah, south of Salt Lake City. Tell us about it.
That's right, Captain. This is taking place in Millard County. This is by way of Fox 13 affiliate there, the TV station. They're saying the fire, which actually had been completely contained over the weekend, broke through the containment on Sunday, yesterday, and it began to threaten homes. It's known as the Canal Fire, also known as the Knowles Fire as well. But this is in an area, again, in Millard County. We understand it's also the evacuations were ordered in Fool Creek and Leamington on Sunday afternoon. It's also caused State Route 132 to be closed west of Nephi on U.S. Highway 6, and that may also be closed in the area that's affected, according to officials there. So again, this seemed to be under control, but then it broke through, as we said. They said due to extreme fire behavior. That's a direct quote right there. So we're going to be continuing to monitor this, and we understand, of course, it looks like they've set up evacuation centers and so forth in the area, local school and so forth. So we'll continue to bring you more information. But you're right. It is south of Salt Lake City, down near Route 15 and the Lehigh area, for those familiar with that area.
Yeah, that's north of I-70 if you're coming across the 15, and you'll see the smoke, I'm sure. But also, when you talk about about creating your own weather, that fire has also created winds and what we call fire nados, which are the little tornadoes in the fire, which is why that thing jumped the line the way it did. But anyway, we'll keep our eyes on that tonight. But you folks in Utah, pay attention, especially in that area. And those of you that have been evacuated, hopefully everything will be okay when you go back home and that you have a home to go back to. Now, let's get into the coronas. I almost said Corona. It might as well be the coronavirus thing, because this is being blown way, way, way out of proportion. Yeah, the cases are up. Yeah, this is the way it is. Yeah, life is, sucks and all that. But all of a sudden, out in the middle of all this, we hear from a testing company called Advent. You ever heard of them?
Can't say that I have, no.
Advent is a company, it's a laboratory company, and they got a bunch of tests out there, just like some of these other companies, and they now say that 30,000 of the tests that they've done in my home state of Florida have been given the wrong positive results. How about them apples?
Well, you know, we had heard of some of the testing kits and so
forth. And that may be a low number.
That may be a low number, but you're right. Some of the testing kits may have been contaminated.
We've been talking about it.
That's right. And so that would give false indications one way or the other, it would seem. And so that's also very, very concerning. And, you know, Captain, they're talking about the idea of getting the – and a lot of times these words aren't interchangeable. Cases and you know, the cases versus full-blown sickness. And so a lot of times we hear, well, there are all these new cases, but they don't really mean that somebody's actually gotten sick. They simply have tested positive.
And the Dems want two things now in lieu of all of this. What are they, Kyle?
Well, number one, Captain, they want a nationwide mask mandate. And number two, they want a national health emergency to be declared and extended through, get this, the end of 2020.
Yep, because the national health emergency would currently end July 25th, having been extended from May. They wanted extended. So first, there was an extension. Well, let's take it up to Labor Day. But no, that wasn't good enough. Then it went up to the end of the year at Chucky Boy Schumer on that one.
Right. Well, exactly. Well, again, you know, we understand and we're watching these cases and positive results and things happen. But I think, Captain, the Democrats seem to want to sort of latch on to, again, the fear factor and making sure everybody seems, completely terrified about the whole thing.
Well, if you're a Democrat, you are, because you believe them, and you're a damn fool for doing that, number one, because they're not telling you the truth, number two. And by the way, let me blow their sails right out of the water. Well, I can't. I'll wait till we come back. But when I come back, folks, I'm going to blow this crap right out of the water with something I'm going to tell you that's going on in New Jersey. And when I tell you, it's not just New Jersey. There's been other areas where this has been done. Think about this for a second as to what I may or may not say when I come back. All right, Kyle Warren and I will be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's the Monday morning edition. I'm starting your week out there, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, you've heard me talk about Relief Factor for several years now because I've been taking the product for going on 4 years, and it works for me, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. Now, my problem is arthritis, and I got it because of a number of the injuries that I've had over the years serving my country, both in the military and in the fire service. But here's what it can do for you. If you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, or just general muscle aches or pain in general, it can help you. You can try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start by going to the website that they gave me. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. You'll see a 2.5-minute video tutorial by the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, that own and operate Relief Factor, and it'll tell you all about what's in it, the natural ingredients that are there to help you with the pain, the inflammation, and the swelling that you may encounter, which causes a lot of the problems that people have. And for $19.95, you can start out on the Relief Factor 3-week quick start and see if it works for you. And if it does, and it's worked for tens of thousands of people that have bought it here off the program, then you'll be one of the lucky ones, and away you go. It's that simple. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. If you don't believe me it works, ask Al in Nebraska. He'll tell you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we were talking about the mail-in voting.
Right.
And we were talking about the fact that the Democrats want to have the national health emergency extended through the end of the year, number one. And Nancy Pelosi came out yesterday and said, well, we want to have a national mandate on wearing masks because everyone needs to wear a mask because the mask is going to stop the spread of the pandemic. And they keep calling it a pandemic. Well, it's not a pandemic. She doesn't know what the hell the definition is, or she'd know what to call it. It may be an epidemic, but it's not a pandemic, at least not in this country. So here we go. Two New Jersey politicians have been arrested for mail-in voter fraud. Now, these two politicians, Kyle, were city councilmen. City councilmen. And they're worried about, they keep talking about voter fraud at a higher level and all that stuff. Well, if it starts out at the local level, at the city level, and you get away with it, it's very easy to move up the ladder now, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, Captain. And, you know, basically the calls for the national vote, you know, vote by mail idea is because of the COVID-19 emergency, of course. Well, that's precisely the reason why they did this in New Jersey. Due to the COVID-19 emergency, they did all mail-in ballots. So they received 16,774 vote by mail ballots, but they only counted 13,557 of them. 19% of them were disqualified for various reasons, including that the signatures on the ballot didn't match the signatures on the voter rolls.
Well, I sat there in 2006 when I worked in an election, and I worked in an election which is the first election for Vern Buchanan. And I was the veterans representative that sat there watching the ballots that were mailed in, being counted or not counted. And I was specifically sitting there when the veterans ballots came in. And I watched the way the Democrats operated then. Now, this is going back 14 years ago. And the way they operated then was, well, this has gotten, it's been wet or it's dirty, and I can't really see what this says or if the signature's right. And I looked at the one guy in the face, I said, have you served in the military? No. Do you have any idea what comes in and out of a combat zone that you may be lucky to be able to see that there's a name on an envelope? No. I said, well, what in the hell do you think you're looking at? This came out of a combat zone, for God's sake, because of where it came from at the time. And because of the outfit it was with and all that, everything was that was marked on there. And you know something? Every argument they put up, I struck down. Everyone. And all those votes got counted. All those military votes got counted. I saw the game they were trying to do then, 14 years ago, and it's on steroids this time around, what they're trying to do. It's on steroids.
Absolutely. And further, some 800 ballots, and this is Paterson, New Jersey, they were invalidated because they appeared in mailboxes improperly bundled together. And so forth. So, you know, things that are fishy, you know, that are being done. And so, of course, this idea of the mail-in ballot, absentee ballots are great, and a lot of people use them. But here, Captain, this is 20% of the ballots, or 19%, almost 20%, aren't going to be counted. And can you imagine? And this is why they're looking very carefully at possible real, honest-to-goodness fraud.
Here. And so far this year, we've had several occasions. I don't remember the exact city it was in, but I'm just going to cite the occurrence. Somebody had 100 absentee ballots sent to the same address with different names.
Yeah, you see,
it was a one-family dwelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So this is precisely the kind of thing. But yet the narrative out there, Captain, is, yeah, don't worry about it. You know, it'll be fine. You know, everybody's, you know, because absentee ballots exist, somehow this is all going to be fine.
In a perfect world, it would be fine. In the world that we live in with all the graft and all the corruption and the Democrats trying to steal an election right from underneath us, it's not fine. And the Republicans had better be on their freaking A-plus game on this one, because this is where the Democrats shine. And until you get somebody in there that knows what to look for and knows how to step up and stand up to these people when they try to do something, saying, well, I don't know, it's got... And, well, by the way, we had a couple of mail-in ballots that had blood on them.
Oh, wow.
And they're going, well, I don't know, is this pain? What is it? I said, look at where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
It came out of a combat zone.
Wow.
Jesus. I mean, my God. And you can expect to see anything when mail comes out of a combat zone. It's just the way it goes. But anyway, I had to say that. I can't stand the inequities that are going on. By the way, Mr. Navarro, I think he's a trade rep for the Trump administration, correct?
Right, yep.
He's predicted it'll take many years of adjustments after the pandemic to get things straightened around. Vice President Pence, who, by the way, canceled his faith tour, whatever he called it. He's still coming to Florida this week, but he's coming to meet with the governor, not to go to Sarasota to have his whatever he was going to have on Thursday. So that's been canceled. But he's deferring to the states on the virus response. He's saying that was the right call, to let the states determine what to do and to keep the federal government the hell out of it, which is why Nancy proposing we have a federal mask mandate is ridiculous.
Well, right. I mean, obviously, you know, we're not going back into lockdown, and that means...
Oh, they want to.
Oh, of course they want
to. And your state's leading the way on that one.
Well, that's right. Even in L.A. County and some others, Orange County's not included, but they've closed the bars, basically, or said you can't serve, you know, alcohol in an attempt to try to curb the spread and so forth. But people aren't going to go back into lockdown, which means, Captain, we have to treat these things, for lack of a better expression, in a local way based on what's happening locally. So national mandates, you're right, are just going to be overkill and overreach at this point, because one size does not fit all, because we have to go back to work. We are going to protect those who are more vulnerable, our elderly population and those mm-hmm. who have other vulnerabilities, and we're going to have to find a way to live with this until there's a vaccine.
Yep. Now, GOP lawmakers are demanding answers on the Russian bounty reports that are out there, and the United States Army is saying, the United States military, which includes the Army, the Marines, and possibly even the Navy, have got information from sources in Afghanistan talking about how the Russians were offering the Taliban money on American heads, so to speak, those that they would kill. President Trump said that neither he nor any members of his staff were ever informed about this by the military, which could be, or, you know, I'm assuming it was true, because sometimes they do try to keep things from the commander-in-chief, because they know he's going to really get hot and say, okay, that's it, we're going to go bomb whatever, and maybe they didn't want to do that. But Pelosi said that she doesn't know what the Russians have on Trump after the reports of the bounties on U.S. troops. So here we go again.
Well, you know, I wonder...
What have they got on her? What has it got on her?
Well, and why just go right there? I mean, this is... What is she trying to do? Is she trying to make sure that Vladimir Putin knows that we have completely disintegrated over here in terms of national unity, at least in terms of the different parts of government and so forth, that we don't, you know, that politics doesn't stop at the seashore?
Let me tell you something from a national security standpoint right now. If you don't think the Al-Qaeda folks, the ISIS folks, the Taliban folks, MS-13, and any other radical group that you want to toss in the mix is not taking a look right now at soft targets in America, you're out of your mind, because they think this is the time to do it when we're in a bunch of disarray. And these folks had better wake the hell up and understand our safety and our security is at risk.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Fatalities from the coronavirus worldwide has now surpassed 500,000 and a milestone with 10 million confirmed cases across the globe. And in Texas, they're now seeing a big spike in infections. White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx met with Vice President Mike Pence and Texas Governor Greg Abbott to talk about what can be done.
The concern that's been raised is what is happening now is very different than what was happening through April and May, where you were having outbreaks that were quickly contained because they were in a nursing home or a prison or a meatpacking plant. And somehow over the last 15 or 16 days, it's taken on a very different aspect through Texas.
According to Texas officials, there are more hospitalizations now in the 20 to 40-year-old age group. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, and I am going to take it away. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O. .com to go there, type in your zip code, and you can get a price quote right over the internet for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, and if you're looking for homeowners or renter's insurance, you can get a quote for that too. Now, I've got my homeowner's insurance with my car insurance, and I get a tremendous rate as a result of that, and knock on wood, let's see here. There we are. Knock on wood. I also get a discount every year of 10% for being a safe driver, and you can too. And it all is saving people a bunch of money at a time when they need to. Now, here's another deal. They've also lowered their insurance rates for the rest of the year by 15%. And that's below whatever the rates were. So the rates are going to be even lower than what somebody might see if they went online to look at them right now. So get going. Find out what it's going to cost. You can talk to an agent if you want. Otherwise, you can do it all online. You just type in your zip code and away you go. So it's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. You know, Kyle, yesterday we had a... I'd call it a minor incident in the villages in Lakewood, or in the villages up in northern Florida, up in Sumter County, just over, well, it's kind of north and kind of west of Orlando, let's put it that way, okay?
Right, right.
Now, it's a very conservative area. There have been liberals that have been moving into there, but they're the minority in that area because that's a good, God-loving, God-fearing, American flag-waving community. And some people have come down from other areas of the country with their liberal ideas gone in there. They're in the minority. And every time they try to do something, it's always done in smaller numbers, just like yesterday when they had to know that when they would get mixed up with a bunch of veterans for Trump guys and Trump supporters that were out there doing a little golf cart thing because they can drive the golf carts on the streets there with their Trump flags and all that sort of stuff. Well, in the middle of the villages were about half a dozen Democratic ladies that were there. They were protesting Donald Trump, calling him a racist and a bigot and this, that, and the other, and a lot of other very undemeaning signs, if you will, against the president. And these guys came along, and somebody had a little camera phone going on that was recording the whole thing, and one veteran, he shouted, and of course, maybe this wasn't the best of words to say, but the first picture was white power with his fist up in the air going like that when this woman's going, Trump is a racist, Trump is a bigot, and all that stuff, and they made a second swat at it, if you will, and then this woman made the mistake of getting in front of the golf cart. You just don't do that. And she got bumped a couple times, and she, whoa, look what happened. And then the profanity started. And, I mean, there was like a bunch of drunken sailors going at it. I don't know who was worse, the women or the men.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and, of course, it's not without controversy now. And, of course, once that was discovered, the president, at least his Twitter people, as it were, they deleted that tweet, but they've been trying to make hay out of it in the context that, you see, President Trump, he's really a white supremacist, but there's nothing further from the truth. They took it down because, obviously, you're right. That was a very bad choice of words on that person's part.
Anybody who starts accusing from the left side, anybody on the right, is either as bad or worse because all they're doing is telling what the other side, what they're doing themselves. That's been the end result.
Well, right, exactly. And but you know, Captain, it's so important. You see the hostility that is out there, and that's why even in some of these polls, you know, people are afraid to say that I think they're afraid to tell their neighbor they want to vote for Donald Trump, only because we see numerous videos of these kinds of things where people just start screaming. It's really, you know, quite extraordinary.
Yeah, and I'm getting some results now back from my unscientific poll or comments that I made out on Facebook. I said, okay, America, here it comes. Democrats now want, number one, a nationwide mandatory mask mandate. And number two, a national health emergency extended through the end of 2020. And the answer I'm getting back so far is no. Hell no. Absolutely not. No way. And those are just the first two answers.
Well, right, and I'm not surprised, only again because people know that this isn't a national, a one-size-fits-all national solution to anything.
Nope.
Because otherwise, you know, the 14 days, which then turned into a month to try to slow the spread, that was a first sort of salvo, but we see the devastation that it's wreaked on the economy, and so there has to be a way to be able to do things safely. We can't simply run away and hide, because too many people are suffering.
But the members of Congress, the Democrats in Congress, are going to get paid anyway, come hell or high water, whether they're sitting in Washington, D.C., or whether they're sitting in their houses. They know it. They don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about anybody. And guess what? Just when you think that you've heard everything, guess who's on the line?
Who's that?
The Professor Emeritus, Dan the Man. Let's go over there. Hey, Dan the Man.
Hey. You know, I watched all the Sunday programs today. I talked to a couple of my Republican friends, and they made some sense. Biden wins. What do you think one of his first things? They're going to try to get rid of the Electoral College.
True. But that takes a constitutional amendment.
I know it would.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody would know that would be me. Yeah. But they're going to try at it.
Yep.
They're going to run on that.
Yep.
You know, and I guess with me, it's kind of discouraging because I see Trump staffers, they're all, you can tell they're discouraged by the polls. It's starting to get to them. And I think even, I even think it's discouraging the president a bit. Because he's not on the top of his game. He's got, this virus could really do a number on him because Biden's not going to come out of the basement and he can't, and Trump can't have his rallies. And I think that that's a combination for a defeat. He's got to get out there. Now California, I think if this gets any worse in Florida, I think you'll see a semi-lockdown of some sort. They're going to, you know, they're going to go the way of Virginia.
It's not going to happen in Florida, and the reason it's not is because the people would be out. You think the people are out in the streets now? You don't even know what's going on down here with the people that came up to me over the weekend at the little place where I was at, saying the silent majority is not going to be silent much longer. If these people keep playing around, we will be back in the streets just like we were in 2008, 2009, 2010. That's the Tea Party groups.
Yeah, the Tea Party groups. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a group for you. Taxed enough already.
Yep.
Too bad they haven't lived up to their name.
Actually, they have. You don't know what they've been doing. They've been doing things by going to the state capitals and to the congressional representatives and all that.
I'm glad they're there. They're part of the Republicans. Yep. Used to agree with them a lot. But I'm telling you right now, I'm in the third most popular Republican state, and people that I never thought would say, I'm tired of Trump. He treats the world like a subcontractor. You know, and
well,
they're not big.
That's not the answer. And everybody I ran into, including a bunch of Democrats over the weekend that would start in with what they'd start in with, I'd have a conversation with them. And by the time I got done, they agreed with me and they didn't agree with the points they were trying to make to begin with. I just simply laid the facts out there.
It's very easy to do.
The polls are not right. They're not even close. You don't want to know why? Here's another reason. Not one person I talked to, not one person has participated in the poll, Democrat or Republican. The people that are the younger people, the students that are out there with nothing better to do, the ones that are at home. They're the ones doing the polls.
But I don't know.
I do.
I know Acres that runs a really good operation.
And I have a friend that's a pollster, and I'm going to have to let you go because we're running out of time. And I have a friend that's a pollster, and he's telling me, don't believe the polls you're seeing. They're stacked. All right. I had to let Dan go because the music's coming up in my ear. And Kyle, we'll be right back with more, and then you can opine about what we were hearing about there. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right, but unfortunately, that's what happens when you come up on a break and the music is slowly coming up in my ear. But coming up, we're going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report first, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about what Dan was talking about, because a lot of that is opinion. I appreciate opinion, but it just isn't what the people are telling me when I go somewhere. Some people don't even know who I am. So I'm lucky in that respect that I can talk to people that haven't met me or don't know me, and they open up and they say things that you might not hear. And that's not what I'm hearing from the people that are out there in the streets right now. It's just not what I'm hearing. So we'll get into that after we come back from this little break. And let's see. I'm going to let the lovely Kathy take us to break, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high quality N95
SAFE-LIFE face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the pilot and flying J nearest you. And I guarantee you, if you go in there and tell them you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch and the captain sent you, you're going to get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And you might even hear the radio show going on there behind the fuel desk, too. Alrighty, here we go.
Watching everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello.
Travis Tritt, a little trouble bringing you in here to the Truckers Highway Bible Report for this hour, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Well, here we go, because widespread elevated red and fire, critical fire weather threats are now with isolated dry thunderstorms are now out for parts of California, all across the southwest, the four corners of the south into the high plains, and the fire that we talked about in Utah, I can actually see the fire right here on the radar I'm looking at right now. Red flag warnings all through the eastern half of Utah tonight and the southern part of Utah, thoroughly across all of Arizona, and also across about half of New Mexico and up into the northeastern quadrant of Colorado tonight and down in the south-central part of Colorado as well. And, Kyle, I'm bringing you in here. Kyle, it looks like the northern part of California's got a fire threat warning, too, going up there up around Sacramento from about, I don't know, where is that, Modesto?
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, going from Sacramento all the way up to about, let's see, a little north of Redding as well, almost to Mount Shasta for that warning. We're going to see some somewhat cooler temperatures over the next couple of days here as we start the week, and those, by that I mean temperatures in the low to mid-90s, maybe an 89 by Friday, we think. Southern California is a little different. It's actually been overcast and a little bit of a mist out there tonight, but we do have high wind advisories in parts of California up near Fresno, and also air quality alerts. This is all over the area there, even Yosemite National Park being covered by that. But the wind advisories out there in the desert, Captain,
yeah,
there are a lot, and certainly around Las Vegas,
mm-hmm,
and then also running up through the middle part of Nevada there as well.
Now get this, above 6,000 feet in Montana tonight, we got snow and we got rain in other parts of Montana tonight, from the Canadian border down through the central part of Montana all the way down to Idaho. But 6,000 foot level and above in Montana, there is snow tonight, and there's going to be some flood warnings with some of this rain coming down, because it's coming down very, very, very heavy in some areas. Now, we've also got some rain and some flood warnings across the central part of Minnesota into the central part of Wisconsin tonight, and it looks like as if in South Dakota, we've got some high heat warnings for South Dakota down into the northeastern quadrant of Nebraska, and that would probably put it around Omaha.
That's right, and of course there's also severe thunderstorm watch and heat advisory as well in North Dakota. Into parts of North Dakota,
mm-hmm,
and that's going to be around the, let's see here, Gettysburg and Seneca area,
mm-hmm,
as well.
And then in Kentucky tonight, we have got some rain and flood watches and warnings going on in Kentucky, all across the central part of Kentucky, as the colonel from Kentucky likes to say, the Commonwealth. There we go, across the Commonwealth of Kentucky. There you go, right?
The Commonwealth, that's right.
Yeah, and that's about it for the weather tonight, so keep your eyes on it. And by the way, if you're headed out into some of that weather, and even Montana, believe it or not, if you're going through the higher elevations above 6,000 feet, you can expect to see the white stuff coming down, so it is that time of the year. And as I cautioned people before and told them about my experience on July 4th many years ago, my wife and I were out there in the motorhome going west, and lo and behold, we spent a night with about a foot and a half of snow on the ground up at Vail and Eisenhower Tunnel, where they had to have chains and we didn't have them. They said, you're not going any further until daylight. All right. Well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J. Closest to you, stop in, see what they're all about, because they are America's largest truck stop chain right now, and it's a great, great, great place to go. All right, let's go back to all of this nonsense and misnomer crap and the misinformation and everything else that's going out there. It's all about trying to divide and conquer the Republicans. The Democrats are really good at this. And James Carville yesterday said something that to me told me, well, yep. See, they're scared to death that Donald Trump's going to get a second term. And why is that, Kyle?
Well, for number one, he's draining the swamp, obviously.
What is the big investigation that's going on right now that's about to be released that's going to blow the lid off Washington, D.C.?
The Durham investigation and all.
And it is going to do that. Everybody that I know that's in an investigative capacity in the federal government that's even remotely or has any clue or idea what's going on is telling me this is going to be huge. There's a handful of people that are going to get nailed literally to the wall.
Well, and again, this is what differentiates that, Captain, from the Mueller investigation based on the lie, the dossier and all that, because that was purely a political thing. But when they bring out the details about this particular investigation, Mr. Durham's investigation, it's going to be something that people are going to have to reckon with. It's not going to be one of those political things.
Now, I'm going to go out on a little limb here and tell something a little about what I know. Not all of these people played one side of the fence. They played both sides of the fence, which is going to make it even more damning.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to bring in the people that were Republicans that may or may not been involved in this, that didn't want Donald Trump involved at all. We call them rhinos. We've been calling them rhinos. And those people, no matter what you do, are never going to come to their senses anyway, because it's all about two things with them, money and power.
Money and power, and that's typically, you know, the usual sort of politician, you know, standard issue garden variety kind of a thing. But, Captain, what's happened nowadays, and President Trump has shown that there is such a divide in the sense that the Republicans and Democrats aren't just about higher taxes or somewhat higher taxes or these kinds of things. It really is. The Democrats and the deep state, if you want to say, as well, they're playing for all the marbles, literally.
And John Bolton's tell-all book is not going to be necessarily a tell-all book, because if he's stupid enough to have a book that's got things in it that weren't supposed to be there, he's going to wind up going to jail, because don't think for one second they're not going to charge him.
Well, right. But again, this is all in the fervor of everything's fine. We can toss out due process. We can toss out anything we want, as long as we're just trying to get Trump. That seems to be the overriding factor.
And the fact of the matter is, and Richard Nixon, I guess, is the one that coined the phrase, the silent majority. The fact of the matter is, the people that I talk to, the people that I know, the people I don't know, that came up to me out of the clear blue sky, that talked to me where I was at on Saturday, and then again on Sunday, some of them carried the conversation along. I'll tell you what, they are being very quiet, but they're not going to be quiet much longer. They've had it with these people, these Democrats, these rhinos, and I'm telling you, they outnumber the other folks, because the people that are out there on the streets right now, the Black Lives Matter and the Antifas and all that, that's just a fraction of the Democrats, just a fraction. There's a whole bunch of Democrats that can't stand what's going on right now because they support the police. And guess what? The union members are going to cast a huge, huge negative vote against Joe Biden come November. Watch and see.
I think you're right.
I know I'm right.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be right back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch. And you can take what I just said to the bank. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.